This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lights are going back on and workers are returning to the offices that have been affected by the partial government shutdown. And many other federal workers who've been working without pay are now looking forward to getting paychecks again as the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, has ended with President Trump signing off Friday on a short-term funding measure. It's only good for 3 weeks, though. If a deal's not reached on border security, the government could shut down again.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
At least 31 states and tens of millions of Americans under advisories about a brutal winter storm that's pounding the Midwest, heading into the Northeast. It's going to be followed by dangerous wind chills in some spots as low as minus 55. Louisiana officials say the suspect connected to a killing spree near Baton Rouge is in custody. 21-year-old Dakota Terrio, arrested Sunday morning in Richmond County, Virginia, allegedly shot and killed his parents before killing three other people at two different sites in Louisiana on Saturday. Today marks a tragic anniversary of the Space Shuttle Challenger tragedy. It exploded a minute 13 seconds after liftoff 33 years ago today.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
All seven astronauts aboard were killed, including the first teacher in space, Krista McAuliffe. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Retired NBC newsman Tom Brokaw apologizing for offending some Hispanics with statements made on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. The former NBC Nightly News anchor was discussing the growing cultural and political influence of Hispanics and said many Republicans see them as a group that will come here and become Democrats, while others are afraid of intermarriage and having brown grandbabies. He also said Hispanics should work harder at assimilation to make sure their kids learn English. Backlash was swift on social media, and later Sunday, Brokaw took to Twitter with an apology saying, quote, "I feel terrible as part of my comments on Hispanics offended some members of that proud culture." An FBI investigation reportedly underway into if R&B singer R. Kelly flew an underage girl across country to have sex with her. The parents of a woman named Azriel Clary claiming in the Lifetime docuseries Surviving R. Kelly that he booked a flight for her to fly from California to Florida in 2015 when she was just 17 years of age. Kelly's attorney says he did not violate any laws. The 2019 Screen Actors Guild Awards, high on black Black Panther, the superhero film scoring best performance by a cast in a motion picture last night, the show's top honor. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll, and it's what it's all about here in America. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Bill Fetters joins us now, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch. We're going to talk about then as now, keep your hands off our religious freedom. Hey, Bill, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Bill, great to be with you.
Hey, well, I'll tell you, this whole issue of our religious freedom being under attack, it continues to run amok. And I got to tell you, tied into that was what happened recently with the passage of this abortion bill in New York. I mean, if this wasn't about as anti-religious as you can get, I mean, also to the point that they were just celebrating the fact that now in New York, you can kill a baby up to the second before birth, maybe even afterwards, giving justification to what Kermit Gosnell said, that he eventually would be proven to be innocent. And in a sense, I see this as exonerating Kermit Gosnell.
Well, shocking. It truly is shocking. That you would have the state of New York vote to basically do infanticide. This is very similar. Those of the listeners that are familiar with scriptures, King Manasseh was one of the last kings of Judah, and he was sacrificing children to Moloch. And the prophets come to him and say, "You're doing the same things that the people that were in this land before Israel came in did, and because they were doing that, I brought you in to drive them out, and because you're doing it, I'm going to drive you out." Mm-hmm. And so for those of us that believe in the God of the Bible, this is inviting judgment. And I think in Manasseh's case, his grandson repented. His name was Josiah. Mm-hmm. And there was a 31-year reprieve. When he died, though, it hit the fan, and Zedekiah was a wicked king, and then the Babylonians took Israel captive, and those prophecies to Manasseh ended up being fulfilled, that the Jews were driven out of the land. So the God of the Bible has the story of Cain killing Abel, and God says to Cain, "Your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground." What was it crying? An innocent person was killed.
Exactly.
You're a just God. You got to judge the guy that did it. And
that's one person's blood versus 60 million people's blood. You imagine if there was a scream in heaven over one, what it must be like with 60 million.
Right. There's nothing. And, you know, when you watch a news report and you see maybe some of the ISIS coming in, and killing innocent kids or taking, you know, little innocent girls and making them be, you know, sex slaves to these older men. And it tears your heart. And that's because we're made in the image of God, and we've seen this injustice, and we feel like we want to reach through the TV tube and stop it. But God, we're made in God's image. He's up there, and he sees this, and he's like, okay, I gave you free choice, but you're using it to kill innocents. This is very serious, and it's a departure. I was talking with Alan Keyes not too long ago, and he was reminding me of the Constitution. And it says, to secure to ourselves and our posterity the blessings of liberty. And he went on to explain, what's posterity? Oh, that's future generations. Oh, okay. Maybe the next generation, too. Maybe the generation that's in the womb.
Right.
And so the Constitution, and you read the writings of the founders, George Washington said the fate of unborn millions depends on, under God, on the courage of this army. They were thinking of the unborn.
Exactly.
And, for us to come along and say, oh, it's a total blob until the very moment it sucks a breath. It's like it has its own DNA, its own brainwaves. I talked to one young pro-life person, and they said, you know, if they were to find on Mars being that's a baby, you know, we got its own brainwaves, its blood type, its heart's beating. They would say, we found human life on Mars.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And if they found it in an egg somehow, you know, prior to birth or something, what would they do with that?
Yeah, and here we got eagles, and they'll $100,000 fine for breaking an eagle egg, where we acknowledge that inside of that egg is an eagle, and so
there's life. Yeah, exactly.
So it's a crossing point for the country, and I think that if we those of us that have a conscience still and feel. And have faith in the Creator that Thomas Jefferson mentioned in the Declaration. I think that it's incumbent upon us to have a righteous indignation to respond. Silence equals consent.
Exactly.
You know, the old wedding ceremonies where the
speak now or forever hold your peace. Right.
Right. And if you're sitting there holding your peace, you are effectively giving consent to the wedding. And so if this takes place and we do not speak up, and I thank God for you, Bill, for speaking up. But as a people, as a movement, if we don't speak up, our silence is giving consent to it. And by giving consent to a crime, you are an accomplice to the crime.
Without a doubt. Yeah, the name of this act, I thought it was interesting, Bill, the Reproductive Health Act. I mean, this is what progressives do, is they twist the language in such a way, you know, to make it seem so, you know, so inviting, whether, you know, it's anti-abortion, you know, reproductive rights. I mean, when did somebody's right come at the expense of another? Especially one that is not represented, and you know that they can be murdered willy nilly without with impunity. We're a sick nation, Bill.
Well, and the irony I bring up is healthcare was started by Christians. Really, when you go back and study the history of hospitals, I've written on this. Mm-hmm. Other than some, you know, Egyptian letting scarab beetles crawl across you, or Greece having, you know, lying in a pit and having a snake crawl across you. There really wasn't healthcare in the modern sense. And what was there was just for rich people that could afford to take a trip to go to some Greek temple. It wasn't until Jesus says, I was sick and you visited me. And talks about the widows and says, take none into your number except those, you know, who have cared for the poor and you know, welcomed strangers and took care of the sick. And so when you study the history, it's actually goes back to the Christian faith coming up with this idea of having hospices and hospitals and infirmaries to care for the sick.
You know, Bill, you and I talked about this before. I think when you look at any major pivot in our culture, you know, like hospitalization, education, you know, on and on. It has been people of faith leading the way. You know, anti-slavery, you know, pursuing the freedoms that are enumerated in our U.S. Constitution, our God-given rights. It has been people of faith. And I'll tell you, the silent majority needs to stand up once again, and we need to re-invite critical thinking back into the public square. More from Bill Fetter after this. Stay with us. It's 15 after.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. You see nothing but damage good, I see something good in the making. I'm not finished yet. No, when you see wounded, I see mended.
station. Remember, Bill Martinez live.
It's fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Federer continues with us. Bill, several things came to mind this morning as I was having time with God. Number one, that, you know, as we were suggesting, people of faith, people that know better. I mean, we have God's peace with us. And God's, don't let go of that. Hold on to your peace. Also, hold on to the love that I've given you. Because for some of these people that are so hard-hearted, you know, we just have to continue to hold on to our peace, continue to love them. They are God's creation. They are fellows with us in this journey of life. We know the end of the story. They are purposely right now blinded because of the choices that they have made, the offense before God. But we have a big enough God to handle that. But it's us. What are we doing? Are we adding to the problem, or are we problem solvers? Are we associating ourselves with kingdom principles so that, you know, if we're going to get out of this mess, it's not going to be Donald Trump. It's not going to be Barack Obama coming back or anything like that. I mean, what this country is suffering under is a spiritual consequence, as you mentioned earlier in talking about Manasseh and recounting some of, you know, the Old Testament history, is that, you know, God is clear. He will not be mocked. We're going to reap what we sown. You know, we have murdered over 60 million babies. We've got legislators in the state of New York celebrating, jumping up and down, high-fiving, you know, what, mocking God? Like somehow they've taken authority and now have codified the murder of babies and, as I said earlier, exonerated one Kermit Gosnell.
Well, I was reading a quote, and if I dare quote from him, Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm. And in 2005, he said, "I have never been convinced, if you let me inject my Christianity into it, that Jesus Christ would approve of abortion." Mm-hmm. And certainly he would not, because Jesus was in Mary's womb from the moment of conception. Right. Remember the Gospel of Luke, the angel came to Mary and said, "Behold, you will conceive and bear a son, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you." And so from the very moment of the Holy Spirit coming upon Mary, Jesus was in her womb. So, Mary visits Elizabeth. And it says that she conceived and have a son. And when Elizabeth's salutations was heard, the babe leaped in her womb. And so it's alive in there. It hurts. And, right. And then there's the Genesis where Rebecca is having the two sons struggling inside of her. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb." And then Jeremiah says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Mm-hmm. And Isaiah says, "The Lord called me from the womb." Mm-hmm. And so this idea that we have to be clear, Christianity believes that life is in the womb from the moment of conception.
Exactly.
Scientifically, the moment an egg is fertilized and it gets its own DNA and then it multiplies into two cells, something happened. There is life there, and that is human life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Psalms 139, "You did form my inward part,
yes.
Knit me together in my mother's womb. You knew me," mm-hmm. You know, "when I was being made in secret." And so you're a person, and you know, "do unto others as you'd have the Lord do unto you." If you are willing to be silent and let an innocent be killed, there's even a verse where it talked about, I know we're talking a lot of Bible verses today.
That's fine.
But when Leviticus chapter 20, it says, "Anyone who sacrifices his child as a burnt offering to Moloch, I myself will turn against that man. And if the people of the land pretend they do not know mm-hmm. what the man has done, then I myself will set my face against that man and his whole family." So it's talking about, oh, let's pretend like we don't know what's going on.
Right.
Proverbs 24 says, "Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death. Don't stand back. Don't try to disclaim responsibility by saying you didn't know."
Mm-hmm.
God knows that you know, and you're going to be held accountable.
Exactly.
And so, anyways, you know, as you mentioned, the 60 million number, it's over 1 billion globally. And the largest group is African Americans. Talk about racism. And
exactly.
Margaret Sanger,
right.
who formed Planned Parenthood, she would say, eliminate the human weeds that are overrunning the human gardens, sterilize genetically inferior races, protect society against the propagation of the unfit, and feeble-minded persons and biologically unfit should be prevented from breeding. No woman should have a legal right to bear a child without a permit. And her teachings in her magazine, it was called the Birth Control Review, she printed articles by a Nazi guy named Ernst Rudin, one of the fathers of racial hygiene. You think, okay, I know what hygiene is. That's like washing your hands. This is racial. Oh, they want to wash the DNA. They want to get rid out of the DNA pool the Untermensch, the underman kind.
The
and they targeted
lines.
Black communities.
Exactly.
And so Elvita King, who is the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., she said, abortion is designed as population control. The numbers are higher among African-American communities. She said, that's black genocide.
Exactly. Dr. Ben Carson said the same thing. 40%. 40% are blacks. We've annihilated an entire labor force, Bill. Think about it. What has happened throughout all this? But particularly, as you say, blacks, Hispanic, 25%. I mean, you know, and this has been targeted to the less thans. This was what Margaret Sanger was all about. Awards are given. Nancy Pelosi, you know, a Catholic, has received the award gladly and proudly. Hillary Clinton, Margaret Sanger Award. And yet they go and they tell black America, we're for you. We're for you in what way?
Well, you know, I was reading the original Hippocratic Oath, and this is an oath that all medical practitioners used to take. And in the 1960s, they rewrote it. But the original one was taken by all of those that worked in the medical professions. And it says, you know, I swear that I will use dietary regimens which benefit my patients and so forth. I will not give a lethal drug, even if I'm asked. And similarly, I will not give a woman a pessary to cause an abortion, P-E-S-S-A-R-Y. But so here in the original Hippocratic Oath says, I'll not cause an abortion. And so these medical schools have had to throw that out and twist it around because they didn't want to say it. But who would have thought that Donald Trump would end up being the most pro-life president we've had in recent times? And Trump said the United States is one of seven countries that allow elective late-term abortions along with China and North Korea. It says right now the number of states' laws allow a baby to be torn from his mother's womb up to the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. And then he cites the figures. Trump said Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that at all time, in fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. And under my administration, we'll always defend the right to life. So, again, who would have thought that Donald Trump would end up being the most pro-life president? But actions speak, and he is standing up. And I feel like we have a reprieve, an opportunity for
I do too.
To get involved.
I agree.
Mobilize. But if not, what should just God supposed to do?
Exactly. Well, he won't be mocked. You will not be mocked, Bill. Bill, the thing is, I believe that there needs to be a clarion call for critical thought once again. It has been vacant from the marketplace. We're just not asking the questions. We're not engaged. We're just buying into what the fake media wants to give us. We want to be formed by our own conveniences. And what this is doing is this is opening the door to our progeny, you know, our prosperity being annihilated here. And I think it's a matter of time here that we're going to hear the cry of Rachel, as I've been saying, but this time from men. It'll be a male cry from Rachel to realize that their babies are no more. This is going to be a crushing blow, and may it come sooner than later, because 60 million, I believe, is more than enough right now. Bill Fetter on Bill Martinez Live. Bill is the best-selling author and president of Amerisearch and nationally known speaker. Bill, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lights are going back on and workers are returning to the offices that have been affected by the partial government shutdown. And many other federal workers who've been working without pay are now looking forward to getting paychecks again as the 35-day shutdown, the longest in U.S. history, has ended with President Trump signing off Friday on a short-term funding measure. It's only good for 3 weeks, though. If a deal's not reached on border security, the government could shut down again.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
He spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You come right in. Get to all my brokenness. Get to all my hopelessness. I am not alone. You come right in. Even when I hide from you, there is nothing I can do to keep me from your love. You come running, running.
With you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, and if you want to drop me an email, always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Did you know 3.4 million people are infected with chronic hepatitis C virus in the United States? Chronic HCV is a major cause of cirrhosis and liver cancer, and a primary reason for liver transplants. HCV infection has also been associated with depression, anxiety disorders, and renal disease, as well as many other diseases and cancers. For those who are diagnosed, many factors could lead a patient to refrain from seeking care. These may include stigma, not experiencing symptoms, lack of access to treatment, or fear of side effects. So if you or a loved one has been diagnosed with HCV, it is important to seek care. Even if you're not experiencing those symptoms, HCV is a curable disease. That's the good news, okay? And effective treatments are available. Dr. Robert Gish joins us, a hepatologist, an adjunct professor of medicine at Stanford University, and Tim Steele, a patient who was treated for chronic HCV. They join us now on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Gish and Tim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks for having us, Bill. This is Robert Gish.
Okay. Well,
and this is Tim. Hello.
Hey, hello, Tim. And good to have you both with us. Doctor, you know, we talked about the numbers here, but help our audience understand just how pervasive HCV is.
As you heard, the number of individuals that are test positive today is up to 5 million, and about 4 million have virus in their blood today. Mm-hmm. That's a huge number, knowing about 40% of those individuals will get cirrhosis, and around 7 to 10% will get liver cancer. And, of course, hepatitis C is a systemic disease. It can affect other organs, as you said, Bill, in your intro. That was very accurate. And also it's an infectious disease. It can be passed from one person to another with blood exposure. So we really need to take action if we want to eliminate this disease by 2030.
Mm-hmm. So what exactly is HCV and what are the symptoms?
So hepatitis C is a virus that lives in the blood and lives in the liver. It replicates in the liver and causes inflammation in the liver, and that can lead to cirrhosis, liver transplant death, liver failure, liver cancer. It lives in the bloodstream, and therefore it's infectious, and it can affect the kidneys and brain and other parts of the body. So this is a virus that's transmitted through risk events, blood exposure, and there's no vaccine. But we have a treatment with a very high cure rate. It's short-term treatment, and that risk of side effects is very low. The benefit is very high.
Why, Dr. Gish, does HCV often go undiagnosed?
We have a number of barriers to testing and then treatment and cure. There is the stigma that you described and discrimination that people just won't go in and get testing. Mm-hmm. They may not have the right insurance. They may not have the right insurance and information to get linked to care. Number of insurance companies put up barriers for treatment, which we think is inappropriate. Everybody with virus should be treated, linked. There shouldn't be some test and 25 forms, and people have to be free from alcohol and drugs to get treatment. Mm-hmm. Because treatment decreases risk of progression, decreases risk of transmission. So we need to educate providers. We need to educate patients and family members to support people through the testing, linkage to care, and cure.
Well, Tim Steele, a patient, you are a patient, and you were treated for chronic HCV. Tell us your story, Tim.
Yes, and I'm one of these people that really had no idea that I was infected. I was preparing to semi-retire 2 years ago, had not been to the doctor in 10 years, and was going to a general exam, and during that exam, my blood test showed up with a high viral load, which was related to my liver. The doctor asked me if I drank alcohol, and I told him I did. Mm-hmm. He'd asked me to stop drinking for 2 months and to come back. And when I actually did that, I had another blood test, and my viral load was still high instead of having gone down. So he did one more blood test, and I was diagnosed with hepatitis C. Mm-hmm. And the only reflection I had at that time as far as the cause was that in 1985 I was in a car accident and had received a blood transfusion, and that was before 1990 when they were looking for hepatitis C in the blood system.
Right.
So that's kind of my thought on where that actually came from, because I don't use needles or anything like that at all.
Right, exactly. And so when you went in initially, as you say, and I guess this adds to your to what you were saying earlier, Dr. Gish, is that sometimes we're just so unaware and we don't know. And Tim, fortunately, in your situation, you ran some tests and found out. And so, how what kind of treatment did you go through, Tim?
Well, in actuality, I actually went through two different treatments.
Mm-hmm.
The first one cleared me, but it did not stay. I did a second treatment. And I now have been clear for almost 6 months now, so I am cured.
Wow.
And basically, it's an 8 to 12 week period where you're going through the treatment.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Gish, like Tim, who found out along the way, obviously this is something that we need to be more aware of. And so what is your recommendation that we should include a test as part of our, our annual treatments, or at least have something so that we have some sort of benchmark to look at?
Yes. So to make this really simple, to remove barriers, testing all adults once is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that those with ongoing risk events should be checked once a year. That's going to take that barrier to testing and linkage down mm-hmm. close to zero.
Right.
And we may be there this year.
Well, and that would go a long way, because like in Tim's case, where he didn't know until he knew, right?
Yes. Some patients have no symptoms. Sometimes their liver tests are normal. Sometimes their risk event was so remote it doesn't come up in the history and physical with their provider. Mm-hmm. So why not just make it a checkbox? You just say, okay, we're going to get a prostate exam, a breast exam, colon exam, and in specific adults, just get everybody tested once for hepatitis C. It would be an amazing step forward.
Yeah. Tim, for you, as you were going through this, how was your support? You know, with family dealing with HCV, was it a, you know, kind of an onus, you know, upon you? First of all, oh, I got hepatitis. You know, what's, you know, as Dr. Gish has suggested, there's some associated stigma with this. How did your family and your support team react to this?
Well, I was very fortunate. I have wonderful friends and an amazing family, and I just knew that what the stigmas that are applied to it didn't really apply to me. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of people out there that didn't realize that if you were in my age range and you received blood before 1990, you could be walking around that inside of you. But I did also spread the word to anybody I talked to help them understand it's blood transmitted. And I think I'm trying to help people understand it's not anything to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Gish, what's your recommendation in terms of, I mean, you know, Tim's been a great advocate coming on the show to talk about it. You know, this is a real people, real issues, and, you know, we don't need to deal with the stigma. We need to deal with the solution. So what's your encouragement to people, and where can they go for more information?
So get tested, get linked to care, and look for a cure if your test is positive. Very three super simple steps. A website, hepc.com, is extremely reliable for providers and patients. Let's spread the word, let's spread knowledge, and let's embrace kindness.
And again, the website that they can go to?
hepc.com.
HepC.com. Dr. Robert Gish has been with us, hepatologist and adjunct professor of medicine at Stanford University, and Tim Steele. Tim, thank you for your story, a patient who was treated for chronic HCV. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 before the top of the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
This report is brought to you by Milk Life. Move over, avocado toast. One of the most Instagram foods may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness, meeting friends for lattes, or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Yeh, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my Blintz baked French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real.
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with Milk on Instagram using hashtag LoveWhat'sReal and hashtag Sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love What's Real.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am my soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am my soul on fire. Till I am my soul on fire.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I want to thank and welcome our expanded family of listeners on KFCS, The Trumpet, in Colorado Springs, Quite Wilbur, now carrying Bill Martinez Live. All 3 hours, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 Mountain Time on 1580 AM, 104.3 FM. And if you have something to say, don't hold back, huh? We want to hear from you. You can follow us on Twitter at BMartinezLive or email bill@billmartinezlive.com. With us right now, Adam Holtz, Interim Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Speaking of Colorado, Colorado Springs, how are we doing, Adam?
Doing well this morning, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for being with us. We've got some movie reviews to take a look at. I had a chance to go see The Green Book the other day.
What'd you think?
I thought that was it was interesting, you know, the story. I mean, it takes you to, you know, a sad period of time in our country. And, you know, and you just want to get beyond this to think, look at, we're together in this big boat of life. And, you know, to have that kind of animus. And unfortunately, it is here today. It's still that, you know, kind of tribalism that exists today that makes us less. Than even, you know, once you start going after the less thans that you perceive are less than, you end up being less than, you know.
That's absolutely right, Bill. And you know, I think it's a movie that in some ways really challenges that, and yet it still has enough content stuff that people would definitely want to check out our review and the full review there before running off to see it.
Right, yeah, because there's a bit of surprise there, and yeah, I was caught off guard there on that.
Yep. And, you know, one of the things that we do at Plugged In is we want to make sure that nobody ever has an unpleasant surprise in terms of the content that they or their children or their family run into in a movie. So we work hard to in a way, hopefully, that doesn't spoil anything unless it's absolutely necessary, you know, for our purposes, to let people know exactly what they can expect when they go to see a movie.
Well, anymore, it seems that Hollywood is, they want to really force the LGBTQ agenda on us. And they're going to find a way, you know, to work it into the storyline. And, this is one of those things that, at the end of the day, did it add value? Well, for the LGBTQ community, maybe it gave them some sense of validation. But I'm sure even many of them would have said, well, that wasn't enough. Kind of deal. Because unfortunately, in that kind of situation, when you're trying to convert people and make the make something natural or acceptable, you just don't have enough time.
No, that's exactly right. And I think you're right to observe that it seems like it's being shoehorned into more and more entertainment, movies, TV. It's increasingly the rare TV show or movie, even stuff aimed at kids, mm-hmm. that doesn't have a same-sex couple or, somebody, a character who obviously identifies with that sexual orientation. And so I think the challenge for parents is, it even shows up in places where you think, are you kidding me? We talked about it a couple of weeks ago with A Dog's Way Home.
Right, exactly.
We've got stuff like Doc McStuffins, this TV show about a girl who treats her stuffed animals and she's a little doctor, doctor in quotes. There was something in that. And so I think the challenge for parents is not if you talk about it, but when, because the culture is talking about it and it really forces parents to think about this issue, and I think you have to figure out a strategy for dealing with it, and sometimes you can avoid it, but it's showing up in so many places that you can still be surprised, and I think it behooves us as parents to really think through that intentionally.
It's so pervasive. You're exactly right. If you're not prepared, I was talking with Bill Federer earlier, just in terms of our own attitude as people of faith, and that is that, don't abandon God's peace. God has given us peace, so you can stand on that and have confidence in that. And certainly do not let go of his love, because otherwise our response, in this situation, like I say, you get people who are very militant about this. They want to sue you in court. They want to, throw a fit in a retail operation because you happen to be transsexual, and a young person misunderstands and refers to you as he when you want to be referred to as she, so then all hell breaks loose. And even from that standpoint, still again, hold on to your peace, hold on to your love, and let that guide you through as this culture, which has chosen that now is the time, and we're going, we're going to deal with this. And as I mentioned to other people, we've got to process this. We have to process this out in such a way, in love and peace, and what it means for people of faith, because the LGBT community is coming in with an agenda that's counter everything we grew up with. And so you're going to change people's minds. You're going to change this culture overnight. I don't think so.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm in complete agreement with you on that, Bill.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk The Kid Who Would Be King.
Yeah. When you see trailers for movies, you sometimes hold your breath a little bit, and you think, oh, boy, how's this one going to go? This was a pleasant surprise to me. There are a few content issues that we need to deal with, but this is a modern sort of picking up with the Arthurian legend story, and it's about a young boy, a 12-year-old boy, who's sort of a target of bullies. His name is Alexander, and Alex, is just one of these kids that bullies see him, and they come after him, and one night, he's running away from some bullies, and he runs into a construction zone, and lo and behold, there's a sword in a concrete block. Well, he knows his Arthurian legend pretty well. It takes place in England, actually. And, it crosses his mind, well, this sort of reminds me of the story of the sword and the stone. And he goes, as any 12-year-old boy would, and tries to pull it out. And lo and behold, it comes out. It looks like an old sword. And for just a moment, he thinks, could it be? But then he's like, no, there's no way. Stuffs it in his backpack, or through the bottom of his backpack, I should say, and goes home. And little does he know that uncorking that sword, pulling it out, has unleashed a number of forces, one of whom is a sorceress named Morgana, who has been imprisoned in the underworld for centuries, just awaiting this moment. And she starts sending almost demonic-ish denizens after him. And so one of these flaming undead creatures ends up in his bedroom, and he starts to realize, wow, there's something going on here. And it's not too soon after that that a young version of Merlin shows up to kind of coach him and tell him what needs to happen, and he becomes the central adolescent figure, basically protecting the entire world from Morgana and her scheme to overrun everything with her demonic hordes. And, you know, I've mentioned that word a couple of times. That's probably the biggest issue here, is that these things are flaming, undead, skeletal creatures. For younger kids who are sensitive to images like that, I think that there could be an issue with nightmares. Definitely need to be aware of that and of the magical component that's a part of the story and the Arthurian legend.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one scene where Merlin walks out of Stonehenge after teleporting and doesn't have any clothes on, but he's covered with fog. We don't see anything. It's totally played for humor. This is a PG movie. So those are the sort of caveats. On the plus side, I'm hard-pressed to think of a kid's movie recently that really emphasizes virtue as much as this one does.
Mm.
It talks about honor. It talks about speaking the truth, about perseverance, about continuing to hope. And on those levels, if you can deal with those content issues, I really like this movie. It really worked for me. Took my 12-year-old. He loved it. You know, I wouldn't go probably too much lower than that.
Right.
But if you got a kid who's into that, I think it's a fun story and not too much content to grapple with here.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk also about The Favorite, which not so though, huh?
Not so. And, you know, speaking of LGBTQ kind of stories, The Favorite, if you've been watching the Oscar news, was tied for the most Oscar nominations this year. And it is a movie that tells the story of Queen Anne of England. And she has a woman who attends to her, Lady Sarah Churchill, who is her secret paramour, basically. I mean, she's a servant and she does other things, but they have a same-sex relationship. And then another young woman shows up named Abigail, who also enters into that kind of relationship with her. So, I mean, right here, we can probably do a full stop at lesbian love triangle, because
right,
that probably will tell most of your folks what they need to know. This is a graphic R-rated movie, and it has fairly significant sexual content, but I think it's indicative of where we're at culturally, that a movie like this, even though it's really, it's well acted, certainly, it's getting a lot of attention for that, but this is the kind of story that Hollywood is raising up and praising and saying, you know, these are the best stories that are being told, whereas, you know, we have other stories that aren't being recognized for their artistic merit, and I think it's telling in relationship with what we were talking about earlier, Bill.
Exactly. Speaking of the Oscars, you know, a lot of blogging about the Oscars, huh?
Yeah, a lot of blogging about the Oscars, and we have a blog looking at some of the more political picks this year, so definitely come to our pluggedin.com and go to the blog tab, and it'll take you over there, and you can read what we had to say about it.
Mm-hmm. I like what you had to say about Vice. I was with you on that.
Yeah, I mean, Vice is another one that, yes, Christian Bale's portrayal of Dick Cheney is almost eerie, but this is a movie that has an agenda, and
right,
it's a political agenda, and it's one that I don't think you can get away from. And for me, it just it sort of reinforced my cynicism.
Exactly.
And,
well, we got to leave it right there. Adam, thank you so much. Adam Holtz on Bill Martinez Live from PluggedIn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our